Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful. Ready to bring these uplifting and positive news stories. We do that every Monday and Wednesday. On Fridays, we have a wonderful interview, or we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. This Friday, we're doing Caps for Kids. It's more youth doing great things in the community. You have to check it out. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. Also, check out our interview with Roy Brewer. It's only like 5 minutes, but it's getting all the love on Facebook. Didn't you say that, Tim?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I loved all the shares. I loved all the comments. It's awesome.
So, yeah, I haven't been on Facebook since I uploaded it, so I haven't actually seen any of this. I avoid most social media. I tell myself 5 minutes a day.
So, yeah, man, I think we're sitting a little over 2,000 views for that video, man.
That's what's up. The Caps for Kids can be just as awesome. Some high school kids doing great things in our community. If you want to support the podcast, support all this positivity, you can follow us on all our social media accounts linked below and hit that review button. Give us a 5-star review. Like, share, subscribe, do all of that fun stuff. We got 10 great positive news stories. Tim, I feel like yours are much longer than mine. Mine are quick. So you want to start?
Yeah, man, for sure. I'll go ahead and start off with the one that happened at U.S. Grant this past Friday. So
Hold up. You want to tell the people about U.S. Grant, where it's at, why you're involved there?
All right, so check this out. I went to U.S. Grant High School, graduated back in 2007. So it's located on the southwest side of Oklahoma City. It's an inner city high school. Oklahoma City Public Schools is the largest school district in the state of Oklahoma, but we are also, I believe, we're the poorest.
Yes.
So, yeah, basically, I guess some people would consider it the hood or the ghetto or whatever the case may be, but to me, I consider it home. I decided to go back there after running in college and stuff to go coach. Started off volunteering there. One thing led to another. Some years down the line, I'm now the head coach for all the running departments there. Now, we got blessed this past Friday. There's this organization I've talked on here about called Fields and Futures, and they're a nonprofit organization that basically dedicated themselves to change all the fields in Oklahoma City Public Schools. They're upgrading, they're building new things like tracks and stuff, places they haven't built them before. And what they did for us at U.S. Grant this past Friday is something they've never done before. They had Fraser Legesse come in, who is also a graduate from U.S. Grant.
Who we also did an interview with. You should check that out.
Yeah, awesome. Please do if you haven't. Dude's a monster. He's sponsored by Under Armour. And so he got to tell his story to kids that, you know, where he went to high school at. And after he talked to told his story, Marshall from Fields and Futures got on and he talked and gave a real nice speech. And after that, Red Coyote, which is a shoe company here in Oklahoma, which is one of the biggest ones we have, actually, and is one of the, like, most amazing shoe companies we have when it comes to different types of shoes you can have and just customer service in general, came out there and they presented our kids with free shoes, not just free trainers, but free spikes. It was just amazing, man. Marshall also gave them free t-shirts, which was donated by the Simon Griner family.
So how many t-shirts and shoes did they give out?
Dog, I had 54 kids there.
And everyone got shoes and t-shirts?
Everybody got two pairs of shoes. They got trainers, and then they got spikes, and they got a t-shirt.
Wow.
Yeah, man, they got fitted too, make sure their shoes fit properly. They all got like different types of shoes, different colors. I mean, these weren't cheap shoes like the $40 ones. These were like the $120, $130 pair of shoes, man.
That's what's up. Keep up that good work, Tim.
Man, it was awesome, man. I'm definitely blessed to be a part of it at this time. I believe that.
Well, I'm trying to follow up that positive news story. So I'm going to try to give you a superhero story to top that. Tim, you like The Flash, right?
Absolutely.
You like Superman, Batman, Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Well, at a children's hospital in Perham, this is what they did. They basically, everyone that cleans the windows, they put on a superhero outfit and they scaled the windows. And instead of cleaning the windows, they basically gave out toys to all the kids in the children's hospital through the window. It's like Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, all that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, yeah.
Whoever idea that was is amazing.
Yes. That's something I would sign up for, by the way. I'll put on a costume and climb up walls with a wire, you know, safety attached, and give out toys. Sign me up for that volunteer work.
I think we can just, like, do that one day, man. We should organize that. We need to have, like, an official positive week where we just go crazy and make all kind of random videos.
I mean, as long as someone helps pay my bills, that's still be okay.
Hashtag, we need a sponsor.
But yeah, what do you got, Tim?
All right, man. I got a woman actually performed CPR for 30 minutes nonstop and saved her husband's life. Her name is Geraldine O'Reilly Bolger. And she's a nurse in Dublin. And basically, she woke up in the middle of the night because her husband was breathing kind of funny. She nudged him, trying to wake him up. He didn't wake up. She yelled and hit him even harder, and he didn't wake up. And she knew something was unusual, so she started giving him CPR. She called the police, was on the phone with the dispatcher while giving her husband CPR until help arrived. And basically, her husband woke up 2 days later, and he was able to get taken off of life support, and he was able to breathe on his own. And basically, long story short, Geraldine saved her husband's life because basically he barely recovered. It was the CPR that she was giving him was vital to her recovery, is basically what the doctor said. And yeah, I wanted to share that because it gave a little bit of awareness on CPR. I know a lot of people like take that for granted or don't really know how to do it. They just see people do it on TV. I really believe that people should go out there and get certified, you know, get to your little card and know how to do it, and make sure you get it renewed every couple years or so you can know that, because you never know when that'll come in handy.
Nice, Tim, nice. That's a very, very quick thinking. Usually I sleep like a rock. I probably wouldn't even have heard that. Shout out to her for staying composed and doing all that.
Absolutely. What else you got for us?
Well, like I said, I got quick ones, but they're super positive. Taiwan, the whole country, not just a company, not just a group, not just a school, the whole country is banning single-use plastic drinking straws, plastic bags, and disposable utensils entirely by 2030. Yeah.
That's dope. That's a start. Hopefully they can push that date up even sooner, though.
And when they do, we'll talk about it.
Absolutely, but that's dope. That's definitely a start. I'm glad that's a trend going on in the world right now. All right, well, I got a couple dog stories, man. I'll go ahead and knock both of these out really quick. My first one is about a German Shepherd. Basically, this German Shepherd was beaten and shot 4 times because some burglars broke into this house and this 16-year-old kid was there. He hid inside of his bedroom, inside the closet, and the burglars heard him go in there, so they went over there to find out who it was, if somebody was there, and the dog went over there and got in between him and protected the owner at all costs. The dog was beaten and kicked and thrown and kept coming back and fighting until it got shot and went down.
Not a positive news story, Tim.
The dog is alive. That's where it turns positive. The dog's actually making it. It had surgery. The surgery was going to cost quite a bit, and I mean, it is going to cost quite a bit. And now that the dog is recovering, they decided to start a GoFundMe page, and in 2 days, they were able to raise a little over $52,000 from 1,795 people. And I believe that's going to be enough to take care of the surgeries for Rex, the German Shepherd.
Nice. What's up? What's the second positive news story?
And the second one I have is, this couple lost their dogs, and they had no idea, you know, what was going on. They, had posters and stuff everywhere. And this man was going hiking, and he was like, you know what? I thought I saw some dogs not too long ago. I'm going to go back out there and check. So he went on this hike, and it was like 94-mile hike, man. Freezing temperatures in these mountains. It was ridiculous. And 37-year-old Scott Pilling found these puppies, like, at the edge of this mountain. And there's a dope picture I'm going to share to the Facebook page that you guys can check out and see. And he saved these dogs' lives, basically. There was two of them. One was big, one was a little bit smaller. And the big one was cuddled up with the small one on the inside of him, like, keeping him warm. And Scott said that it was, like, one of the most amazing things he's ever seen, to actually see, you know, another dog protect, you know, its friend or its brother. And, yeah, I wanted to share it because I love dog stories, and I love, you know, when it ends positive like that.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Do you know who Dolly Parton is?
Yeah, it sounds familiar. I want to say she was, an actor in the 80s? Like,
I have no idea. I was just asking you. I'm about to Google it. Because she's done something. She hit an accomplishment. She's donated. She's an American singer-songwriter.
Ah, okay. There we go.
She does country music. That's why we don't know Tim. Nothing against country music. Just, you know.
We grew up in the hood.
And you want to? She's hit an accomplishment with donated books. You want to know how many books she's donated? Just take a guess.
1 million.
Oh, 100 million. 100 million books she just donated in her lifetime. She just donated her 100 million book to children. I saw that number. I was like, wait, what? Looked at it again. It was like, yeah, I'm definitely talking about this on the podcast.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, man. Shout out to her. Dang, we don't even know who she is. See, I don't know her for her being a country singer, even though I'm sure she had an amazing career. But I'll definitely remember her for donating her 100th million book.
Yeah, she goes, they're, basically they're called, she founded this group called the Imagination Library. Sends free books to children from birth until their start of school, regardless of their parents' income. Started in 1995. In less than 10 years, it donated 1 million books. And I think they picked up the pace. So, yeah, that's awesome.
Absolutely, man.
Here's the second positive news story. After fires destroyed homes in Tennessee in 2016, her foundation gave more than $8 million. Survivors received an average of $10,000 from her charity. Dolly Parton's My People.
That's dope.
So yeah, shout out to Dolly Parton. We don't know who you are, but we like you.
I feel like I got like a picture of her wearing like a cowboy hat in my head. I feel like I know who she is now that like...
I feel like you're stereotyping all country singers.
I'm definitely not. Definitely not.
Like all the rappers are in baggy jeans. All the pop singers are in tight clothes. This is what you're doing right now, Tim.
Damn, let me shut up. All right, fine. Well, I got one more story. How many do you have left?
I have two.
Two. Go ahead and knock yours out. We're going to do this, my last one, together because you have that one as well. And I want to do it justice because it's a pretty amazing story.
Oh, I don't have that one. I got rid of it since you have it.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
But I'll knock out my two in a row because I feel like yours at the end is really cool. So the first one is a quick one. It's more than 100 cities in the United States are now mostly powered by renewable energy. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, man. More than 100, that's better than zero for sure, like it was not too long ago.
Absolutely. In Quebec, Canada, more than 200 doctors oppose proposed pay raises for themselves. You want to know why, Tim?
Why is that?
Because they want the provincial government to backtrack on plans for pay hikes because they say other employees in the healthcare industry, such as nurses, are working hard under tough conditions and they need to pay raise more than they do.
That's what's up, man. Canada's always doing it right.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty... That is the best... One of the best positive news stories I feel like we've ever done. Somebody like, I don't deserve a pay raise, they do? Who does that? When do you hear about that?
Never.
So, yeah.
Never.
Absolutely awesome. Good job, these Quebec doctors. The number one comment is funny. It says, plot twist, they're all married to nurses, so they still get the pay raise. I think that's funny.
Plot twist.
Just go ahead and share the last positive news story, Tim.
All right. Yeah, man. Mine's pretty dope. So his name is, I hope I say it right, Guar Maker.
Close enough.
All right, cool. So he's basically lived this pretty amazing life. He's dealt with countless hardships, which included escaping slavery twice. He went off to college to earn a college education, competed in the Olympics twice, and he's now joined the United States Air Force to give back.
Didn't he win twice?
No, he didn't win. Wait, did he win?
I mean, that's the article I read.
It's very interesting if he won. Well, he ran in the men's marathon in the 2012 Olympics in London, and he also ran in the men's marathon as an athlete for South Sudan in the 2016 Olympics in Rio. I definitely have that. He was a monster in high school when he was introduced into competitive running by one of his teachers. Long story short, he escaped slavery twice. When he was captured, he was forced to be a slave laborer. He was forced to do dishes and clean or anything else they needed him to do. And he was able to escape and get out of there both times with his family. And he's very, very blessed and happy to be in the United States. At the age of 33, he's now a dental assistant, currently in technical training. And he's living the dream. You know, joining the Air Force and the world has been an absolute miracle is what he said. And he's very, very happy now, obviously, coming from a rough background, you know, rough start to his life. It's awesome to see him, you know, become one of the top athletes in the world to make it to the Olympics. That's first off. And then second off, you know, to join the United States Air Force as well is pretty dope.
Yeah, it says he didn't win. I got that one wrong. Regardless, incredible story. Gotta love those immigrants.
But absolutely.
Yeah, shout out to him. Also, he does not look his age. Like when I saw the... I think 18. I saw his age. I was like, wait, he's how old? But yeah, I guess that's what happens when you're a super athlete and you can do everything, apparently. But shout out to him for overcoming.
For sure, man. That was a dope story I never heard about. I think he's trying to training right now to try to run for the United States in the next Olympics.
I mean, pretty sure he can do anything at this point. The hard part is behind him. Do you have a quote, Tim?
Yes, sir. Success is going from failure to failure without losing your enthusiasm. Winston Churchill.
Absolutely. Don't lose your enthusiasm this coming week. We'll be back on Friday. Until then, we are outro.
Stay positive.